A special guest on the telephone today during the Backyard Barbecue. Checking in is Alex Johnson from the House Harkonnen. No, fans of Frank Herbert's fictional Dune universe. Not that House Harkonnen, but the rock and rollers who call the Dallas area home. Alex, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. This is the first time we've had anybody from the House Harkonnen here on the show. And I want to let folks know that the House Harkonnen is playing live in Dallas Friday night over at the Boiler Room. Hey, let's kick things off here and talk about the band's humble beginnings. Tell me, Alex, when did the House Harkonnen get together and start rocking faces?
Sure. Well, we originally started all the way back in around 2002. But those were everything was hectic back then. So we actually split up around 2005.
Okay.
And then finally reformed for good in 2009. So I suppose you could say that's when we actually started that's when we started releasing records and whatnot.
I understand. Okay. And if I understand things correctly, I think you've got origins right out here in my vicinity, right? Sulphur Springs, is that where...
Well, actually, no, we used to have connections and play there a lot.
Okay.
but we're actually from Arlington.
Sure. No, yeah. I definitely realize that you guys call Arlington / Dallas your home base and everything.
Yeah.
But tell me about those Sulphur Springs connections. Are you guys friends? Are you guys friends with like Matt Langley and the like out here?
Well, we kind of came up at the same time with this band that was called the Timeline Post.
Yes.
That was from Sulphur. We toured with Ferry to Midland around 2009, which
right.
was also from Sulphur. So that's kind of where all our connections from there came from. But those were just all guys that we knew from growing up together when we were all teenagers. You know, we played in random bands and just kind of crossed paths and became friends with all those guys. And
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of interesting, too, because... Sulphur Springs is an unlikely breeding ground for some of this kind of heavy progressive rock stuff that's been coming out. You know,
it definitely seems like it.
Then not what you would expect to be coming out of the dairy capital or whatnot, but it is interesting.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Alex Johnson from the House Harkonnen is my guest here on Notably Texan today. For folks that are not familiar, it seems like there's a term for every specific niche of music these days. But how does the House Harkonnen describe its music to the uninitiated?
I mean, I guess you could say if you want to dumb it down, it's just metal. We like to call it, you know, slop rock.
Yes.
we've also been called sludge punk.
Wow.
It's very sludgy, heavy, you know, metal.
Gotcha. No, that's cool, man. I mean, you know, I remember when there were just four or five different types of music, and now, I mean, literally everybody who makes kind of their own different style has got a moniker for it, and I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it's pretty pretentious to have your own moniker, but
well,
somehow everybody still does it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, this is music that is a far cry from kind of the acoustic singer-songwriters that some folks might associate with North and Northeast Texas, and here on Notably Texan, we do pride ourselves on highlighting all styles of Texas music. And I want to play an example of the House Harkonnen's Texas-bred slop rock, as you appropriately called it. Now, I've got this tune that just right off the bat, the title here kind of tells us that this one is going to be pretty heavy. It's called I Sell Death. What can you tell me about this one?
Yeah, I Sell Death. That's off of our previous record, Volume 7. I believe it's the second track. And it's actually a concept record, and I guess we could go into that later. But this is kind of the setup song for the whole album.
This is your station, 88.9 KETR. It's Notably Texan, some rock and or roll from Arlington by the House Harkonnen. Now on Notably Texan. Alex Johnson, the singer for that band, joins me via telephone this afternoon on your station. You guys are a four-piece group. We weren't able to get everybody in on the conversation today. If you will, just kind of describe, I know that you handle vocals. Do you also play guitar or anything? And tell us about the other members of the band as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I'm the vocalist, and also I play the rhythm guitar.
Okay.
We have a guy named Mike Doty who plays lead guitar. Andy Grayson is our drummer, and then we have a guy named Dave Schaefer who's our bass player.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, and I know that you guys are, I can tell just by listening to the music that this is the kind of stuff that should really be experienced live. I imagine you guys revel in live shows and getting to see how much your fans are really moving to the music.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, playing live is, you know, our albums are one thing. Playing live is also its own thing.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, we've been playing a couple of cuts off of the record Volume 7, and that, as I understand it, is kind of a concept album. Do you want to tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah, you'll have to stop me because I can talk about this for like hours. But yeah, I mean, it's we decided we wanted to do a concept record just to get it out of the way. We're like, well, every great band has to do one, right? And we're a great band, right?
You know, sure.
So, that's kind of how we started with the whole thing. And now that we've done one, I doubt we'll ever do one again.
Right. But, you've knocked that off, so I understand.
Right, exactly. But yeah, it's basically about nuclear war, but only in Texas. If this were to happen to people who lived in Texas, like, what would they deal with? What would they see? What would happen? And it's a satire for sure. You know, it's kind of like the whole thing has, I don't want to say comedic, but it's kind of, you know.
No, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I know I heard one of the tracks has got like, got kind of a little soundbite in there where it's talking about how, you know, a nuclear bomb could affect, and it names all these places around Texas.
Right,
that's cool. Is it LBJ, I think, saying that stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
There we go.
LBJ on there. And then we have several cuts throughout the record of, except for that LBJ line, everything was stuff that we recorded ourselves.
Okay.
There's little musical interludes.
Yes.
Stuff like that, which is stuff that we all actually, we didn't sample anything. Pretty cool.
Nice. No, that's very cool. Yeah, with so much sampling going on, that's good to
know.
Man.
Yeah.
We're talking to Alex Johnson from the House Harkonnen here on Notably Texan. Alex, tell me about your record label. It's a pretty cool label out of Denton, right?
Yeah. These are guys that started this company some years back, Dufort Records, and they're based in Denton. They're people that we knew.
That's kind of a play on words, obviously. Dufort Records, right?
Dufort Records.
Yes.
These are people we've known for quite a while, and they started the business about 8 years ago, I believe.
Okay.
And then they finally started getting a professional release schedule here in the past couple years. They have European backing, so they're able to actually release a lot of stuff now. When they started, you know, it was just one building with like three guys.
Yeah.
Just putting out their own records essentially. And then from there, it's just kind of grown into a real thing.
Yeah. There's
they're all really great guys, and they've got a lot of really good bands nowadays. And they're doing everything they can to help everybody from around here. And they have bands from all over the place. So
it's not strictly Texas artists, but there are a few.
No. There are some, because obviously we all know each other.
Yeah.
but they've got bands from all over.
Yeah, a long list of artists here on their site, and it's Dufort Records, which is doesn't roll off the tongue. So if you want to look into that,
Dufort Records.
Dufort Records.
On their website, obviously you can purchase all of the albums, you know, merchandise, all that kind of stuff. It can all be bought through their online store.
Absolutely. And while we're talking online, the House Harkonnen, of course, like everyone, is prominent on the interweb out there. They can find you on social networking, various other places, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Pretty much if it exists, we're on there.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. You guys, the House Harkonnen, have shared the stage with some notable bands over the years. Do you want to mention some of the groups the band is open for?
Well, let's see. I'll have to do some serious thinking to think of all the cool ones to play with. We had a show with Fu Manchu a few weeks ago, which is a more recent one that was really cool. We played with
I'm throwing you under the bus here, aren't I?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I want to say
we played with a lot of great local bands. We played with bands from around the country. We played with, you know, bigger bands that we never thought we'd be able to even you know, meet, much less play with. You know, so
that's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
House Harkonnen singer Alex Johnson, my guest this afternoon, and I mentioned this earlier, but how important is it for you and the band to get out there and do these live shows and just see the people reacting right there in front of your faces? And I know that typically with rock and roll, and especially metal, that really is it's best experienced live.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's kind of... this is kind of like a cliche, but it's, you know, that's really your pay is your time on stage.
Yeah.
You know? Aside from all the other money that comes in or whatever, you know, it's like it's really about just getting up there and doing it. That's why we all do it. That's pretty much why I think anybody who's serious about this stuff does it, for the same reason.
And, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, not to to pull back the curtain too much on the way the whole music industry works these days, or doesn't work, as it were, but, you know, it's not that easy, and you can testify, obviously, that people might assume that the way an artist makes a living is through selling their CDs, but that landscape has really changed these days, and from what I understand, one of the bigger ways to actually put gas in the van, if you will, is through merchandise out there at the live shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
And ticket sales, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. Most of the main way that we stay in business is by touring.
Yeah.
When you tour, you're able to, you know, if you play at the same town every night, you sell all your stuff to one group of people, and then they've already got it.
Right.
So you basically are pushed to tour to basically take the store on the road, you know?
Yeah.
And that's basically how we stay afloat. I mean, we got, you know, you can purchase any of our music online and all that kind of stuff, but the trickle down to the artist is, which I really don't even care, but, you know, it's not in the artist's favor, that's for sure.
No, I understand. Yeah, it's, yeah. I just don't think everybody really understands, except people that have some involvement in the music world these days, might not really get the way things are working, because it's not the way it used to be. And
right.
It's always interesting to hear this directly from artists like yourself. Now, is the House Harkonnen working on new material maybe for an upcoming record?
Yes, we've actually already recorded a new record. We're just waiting to release it. We just now came out with our volume 7 about not even a year ago. So
right.
We're like, well, let's do this one for a while, and then we'll release this new one whenever we see fit. So we don't have a tentative date or anything like that. We're just kind of sitting on it.
Okay, no, I understand that. Sure, yeah, you got to keep them begging for more, you know.
Right, exactly.
Any other like exciting projects that are in the works right now? I know you're talking about a big tour on the way here.
In July and August, we'll be touring through the Gulf Coast and some of the Deep South, a little bit of East Coast. You can look at all the dates on our website. With this band called Mothership, there's also guys from Dallas, good friends of ours. And that's coming up in late July through August.
Okay,
and that'll be a kind of a our next, we go on the road about once every 3 months or so.
So you guys are going to get, you're going to get a little break between this Friday's show and the big tour coming up then.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we have our show Friday at Boiler Room, and between there, I think we have like a month off, and we'll just enjoy that.
Sure, yeah. While it lasts, before you get back out there on I assume you guys travel around in a van?
Yeah. We pile into a van and just drive around the country.
Oh, I understand. No, this is. Yeah. Hey, that sounds. It sounds even more fun to the folks who never get to do that stuff. You
right.
know, there are some people who would just love to leave their desk job and be able to drive around the country with their friends like that.
Yeah, it's fun. It has its moments, but
of course,
it's also pretty brutal at times.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, I won't even make you go into the horror stories about all that, about living on the road with your grungy rock and roll friends, you know.
Right, exactly.
Oh man, this has really been great. I would love to have you guys maybe drop by the studio sometime for a chat. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime.
Hey, man, it's been great talking to you. I want to remind everybody that the House Harkonnen is playing this Friday night in Dallas at the Boiler Room. You don't happen to know what time that show is offhand, do you?
Yeah, it's going to start at 9, and then I guess if I'll plug the bands real quick, it's going to be a Bathalite opening at 9, and then we're going to have Space Beach at 10, a band called Fogs playing at 11, and then the House Harkonnen will be on around midnight or so. And it's a really solid lineup. All these bands are like, you know, bands that we all are fans of, so it's going to be a really... It's gonna be a rager for sure.
That's great. And the House Harkonnen headline in that show. That is awesome.
Yeah. Yep. That's
very
right.
Cool. Very cool. Well, I would love to catch up again. My guest has been Alex Johnson, the singer of the House Harkonnen. I really appreciate the time today, man. And I wanted to play you out with this tune, Beast Mode. Is this
cool.
By the way, is this a reference to a video game at all?
It is. I guess you could say it's video game terminology.
Okay.
It basically just means to like be the best at destroying something.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very good. I just wanted to get the quick insight before we let you go, man.
Sure.
Really has been fun. Break a leg at the show on Friday night, and good luck on the big tour coming up around the nation, Alex.
Hey, thank you a lot. Thanks for having me, man.